Welcome to Run, Build, Grow, the podcast that laces up to running shoes and dives deep into the heart of the communal spirit of running. I'm your host, Andrew Ware, and I'm thrilled to take you on this exhilarating journey where we explore stories that go beyond the pavement. I'd like to first invite you to support this podcast. Go on over to whatever your favorite podcasting app is and make sure to follow or subscribe the podcast. You can also find it at communityrunpod.com. And while you're online, make sure to head over to specifically to Apple Podcasts or Spotify. I think those are the only two. And leave a rating and review. That really helps others to notice how much you enjoy the podcast. And if you leave a review, we'll read it in the intro of the next podcast. And so I'd be so thankful for that support and commitment. And then just to remember to share it with your run community, because we are looking to grow on the run and beyond as we run, build, and grow together. If you'd like to support the podcast monetarily, I invite you to head on over and become a member of the Run and Rev Run Club and be a Patreon over at patreon.com/runandrev. And a monthly donation of any amount is so appreciated. In this episode, I have a discussion with a local runner here in Virginia Beach, Kim Freeman. This is one of the first conversations I recorded, and it was such a great conversation. I felt bad about holding it back so long, but finally it is out as we are getting really close to this spring running season. And so as we start to get into that and the skies start to get brighter out earlier, you know, Kim comes in and talks about her local run club, North End Run Club in Virginia Beach. And so I hope this serves as an opportunity for you to look and find out, what are those local clubs in my area? Who can I run with? Who can I go out and form this community and this friendship with? And so Kim and I talk a lot about that in this episode. And so let's dive in and hear from Kim. All right, welcome in, everybody. We are here today with local legend, Kim Freeman. Kim, we're glad to have Kim joining us. She's joining us from the North End Run Club. And she just, because I looked it up this morning, she just got first place in her age group at the Seashore 50K. And friends, when I talked to Kim last week, before she did this, this is actually coming out in January. We're recording this in December. But when I talked to Kim, she's like, my goal is to not DNF. And not only is she not DNF, but she won her age group. Kim, how are you doing today? How are you feeling after 50K yesterday?
I'm feeling very sore. Very, very sore. I kind of am waddling around, you know, but you could definitely tell that I ran a 50K yesterday.
Yeah. So just for perspective, again, we're recording these really early in terms of like when they're coming out, but Kim knows that, like, I have no desire to ever run marathons again. I don't like my body to hurt that way. I don't like my mind to be in that sort of mental shape. So I give kudos to anybody who does these 50Ks that we put on or anything like that. So I know, and I know Seashore 50K is a really fun one. I actually volunteered for it a number of years ago to help put it on. So I know that is a fun race. But Kim, before we get kind of into a little bit more of your running journey and everything, I want to ask you, I want to start out all of our guests. Why is your running community, your running group, why is it the best? And I know this seems like, you know, I'm trying to like pit all of my, guests against each other. But we all have that reason that we love the community or the group or whatever that we're a part of. And so why do you love your run community?
My run community with North End Run Club really opened up the local racing community to me. Everyone is super supportive. Through North End Run Club friends, I've met other friends that have influenced me to run long distances like the Seashore 50K, which I wouldn't have never volunteered to do without a group of friends that were also like-minded. And that's what I like about the local run community, is because we're here to support each other, motivate each other, push each other, which sometimes is hard, you know, to do on your own. It's really hard to say, yeah, I'm going to get up and run a training marathon by myself. There's very few people that I know that have the motivation and mental grit to get out and do that. So having that community of like-minded people is really helpful.
And North End Run Club is a really special run club. You know, I gave you a little slack for trying to help me to get Barry on here. And I hope to be able to get Barry Clark, who started North End Run Club. But when I moved back to Hampton Roads in 2020, North End was kind of, it wasn't like the gold standard. It was kind of the, like when you came to Hampton Roads, the first thing that everybody mentioned was North End Run Club. It's one of probably the biggest run clubs that we have in the area. Largest, meetup groups and everything like that. It's not even that everybody tries to like model their run clubs after North End Run Club. But like when you look at the videos, when you look at what's happening, I mean, there just seems to be an overabundance of joy, of support. And I think that that's something that a lot of these other groups across Hampton Roads, they not only try and mimic, but they try and play off of. I know when we started Run Samo, you know, we would look at some of the Instagram videos of North End, of Norfolk, of, you know, some of these bigger groups, and we'd kind of say, man, like, that's kind of how you do it. And so when you're first starting, when you're first starting out at North End, like, what is that vibe like? Like, what were you looking for when you were looking for a run club?
So when I've been in Hampton Roads, Virginia Beach since 2017. I moved here to be for a relationship. That relationship ended in the summer of 2018. And I was really at a crossroads. I loved my full-time job, but I really didn't have a friend group down here, you know, because it was not a healthy relationship. So I had no friend group. So I was like at a crossroads. What do I do? Do I stay here because I love my job? Or do I move home and be with family because home is upstate New York? So I decided to give myself a year to kind of see if I could feel out the area, get some friends, make it start to feel like home. And a couple of people suggested North End Run Club. They knew I had a, you know, background in running, that I liked to run. So they suggested North End Run Club. So I showed up to North End Run Club in October of 2018. And I will not lie, it was a little overwhelming at first because it's a really large group of people. And I knew no one that was going to be there. Mm-hmm. It was their Halloween run, which was kind of fun because half the people were in costumes and half the people weren't. So when you show up to a run club where someone's dressed as a banana, it really kind of, you know, makes you feel a little bit more less stressed about it, a little more welcome. So I just, you know, kept running with them, showed up every Tuesday, blocked that day off of my work schedule at my second job, and eventually, you know, found the community and the friend group that I was looking for. And then going home and moving home was no longer a question. You know, I wanted, mm-hmm. I have stayed in Virginia Beach, and that was what, almost 6 years ago. So that's what I was really looking for. And North End really has that community. It can be overwhelming with the number of people, but you'll always find your people when you go there. And yeah. I'm still meeting new people every time that I go to Run Club because new people just keep showing up, which is awesome, which is, you know, the goal of it.
Yeah. And just for a matter of perspective for folks, when she says a lot of people, normally there's about 200 to 300 that show up at North End Run Club. And I mean, a lot of it is attributed to, you know, it's in Virginia Beach, which is the bigger of the metropolitan areas. But I also think there's a sentiment of the word is out on sort of this large group of people running. And it almost seems like the couple of times that I've been able to make it out to North End since I've lived here is, it's not as much one large community, but it's also a bunch of smaller micro communities. And so while you have this group, this huge group of like 200 or 300 people, you also have these like smaller groups of people. And a lot of folks would kind of say, oh, you know, kind of cliquish, and you have like the smaller groups within the larger group. But I also might say like at some point in time when you get large enough, like being able to like micro group things within everything might make it a little bit easier for folks. And so you kind of like balance a positive with a negative there. But I definitely see how this huge building of a community has given space for folks to be able to do things in that area. And so when it's come to defining what it's meant for North End to kind of play this role in your journey, what has that journey looked like for you? You know, you talked about them getting you into the race scene in Virginia Beach. But even looking beyond that, when you think about your own goals for running, you know, we don't always look for speed, or we don't always look for, you know, PRs and everything. But how has it been that North End's been able to help you to reach those goals, to do things that you've wanted to do, any of those sorts of things?
Well, you know, when I was first joined Run Club, it was just, like I said, to kind of meet people. And then that community, as you see other people within that group are running the longer distances, doing the longer races, that was really not anything that I had thought about before. You know, a half marathon, a 5K. I think before I joined North End Run Club, I maybe only did like two half marathons. And then once I started meeting more like-minded people and finding friends to train with, because really the training is the most difficult part of running the races, that's where my goals started coming in, is, okay, I want to run this half marathon, and then I just happen to PR, and then I want to run another half marathon so I can PR. And then, okay, I've run a few half marathons. Can my body handle a full marathon? And then you find the people that you train with, and you continue to, you know, train and run these races. And then now, like you said, yesterday, I ran my first 50K, still debating on whether or not it will be my last 50K. But those run goals are really what the community has helped me set. And just, you know, wanting to live a healthy and active lifestyle, because I want to be able to do this for a long time. And I think that that's another thing that's really great about these run clubs, is that, you know, North End Run Club is get up, go outside, explore your community. And that's exactly what it's enabled me to do, is just continue to have that motivation to live an active lifestyle.
And you mentioned before, you know, North End Run Club or any of these local run clubs, you know, providing a sense of community for people who may not have it or may not know where to find it. And you talk about this time in your life where you're coming into Virginia Beach and you're here, and then you sort of have this complete transformation and being able to find community around it, and what that means for each and every one of us as we seek to just be a human being, right? It's not even just a runner. It's not even just doing something that we love, but it's just, there's this nature of, as human beings, we often seek out one another, you know, whether it is for passionate relationship or whether it's just for just friendly relationship. And so it can't be understated how much finding these sorts of groups in our community goes a long way to do that. And you talked a little bit about finding North End Run Club. And so could you work us a little bit more through that process of what it was like? You know, did you hear about North End from friends? Did you hear about North End from social media? You know, what was, maybe explore that process a little bit more for those other people who may be, you know, at that crossroads like you were, and just like, but I don't know where to start.
Yeah, there was two people that told me about North End Run Club. Like I said, I had just gotten out of a relationship. It was not a great relationship, not a great breakup. And I was kind of lost. And one of my friends that was actually a mutual friend with the ex, kind of, we reconnected after that relationship ended. And she suggested, hey, have you heard about North End Run Club? And then a waitress one day at I went out to a restaurant when my parents came to visit, and she also suggested North End Run Club. And I was like, okay, that's two people that have told me, one person who knows I'm a runner, the other person who doesn't. So let me just go check it out. And, you know, I think it probably took a couple of weeks for me to get up the courage to do it, because once you do see them on social media and see the size of the group, it can be really, really overwhelming. And, you know, so it took me a few weeks, and I decided to just go that one time. And honestly, I've gone every Tuesday for the past, I don't know, over five years, unless I've been out of town or like super sick. So
yeah,
that making that first step to show up, and it doesn't necessarily have to be North End Run Club. It could be any of the local run communities. You know, there's a ton of run clubs in Hampton Roads, which is what I think is really great about this area.
Yeah.
It's can be really stressful and overwhelming thinking about making that first step. But once you do, you'll find your people.
Yeah.
That's exactly what happened to me. Is it took me a couple of months of going consistently, but then I finally found a friend, Alyssa, who we connected at one of the we said hi to each other in the beginning of the run. And she was looking for the same thing. She was kind of new to the area. She just moved with her husband. Her husband was a runner in college, but wasn't really into running. And she also heard about Run Club, had gone once, the year before, like once or twice, and then decided to come back consistently. And that's when her and I connected. I was kind of told her my situation. She told me she didn't really know anyone down here. And since then, we've been best friends. And
Yeah.
that's how a lot of, my girlfriends and other friends, how we connected with each other is just looking for friendship and that group, not just run buddies, but true friendship.
And there's always that aspect of listening intently to different conversations that you have in your life. I think about whether folks are in Hampton Roads, whether they're in other areas, it can be easy to ignore things that are happening around us. But it can also be really easy when we're interested in something to find things that we love. I remember I went on a trip to Asheville, North Carolina, which is like the brewery capital of the world, apparently. But I think Hampton Roads is getting a little better. but also come to find out that it's like, and I think for a lot of us, these two things mix, right? It's also like one of the biggest running communities in the country. And so when I went to Asheville, I'd kind of told myself, I'm like, oh, if I have a moment or if we have an evening where, my family and I don't have anything planned, I might try and like hop out and see if there's like a run club that I can like hop in with. Well, it was really funny. My wife and I and the kids got back from dinner one night. Well, we had gotten an early dinner because like we had done some activities and kind of our schedule. So we had kind of done like an early dinner and we're gonna go back to the hotel room and just relax. We had thought about maybe if we got hungry again, like order a pizza or something like that. Yeah, I mean, you never plan things, right?
Of course.
And we get in the elevator to go upstairs. And this guy hops in the elevator with us and he's wearing running shorts and like classic running attire. And I look at him and I'm like, oh, what's up, man? Like, you going for a run? He said, oh, well, actually, I'm about to like go out. There's like a run club that's meeting at the brewery around the corner. And I'm like, all right, we got nothing else. I'm like, hey, can you like hold on like 5 minutes while I go and like change into, I'd love to come out and join. And the funny thing apparently about the Asheville running scene is they're like not like they are very like pace oriented. So he's like, well, I don't want to be mean or anything, but like this is like a faster run club. Like they're doing like 8:30s, 8 flats for the whole time. Like, no, I can keep up. I said, we'll be good. But I mean, it's just, but it's hearing and understanding. And it's finding the opportunities, right? Whether it's, trying to listen intently and like being attuned, like, oh, here's a runner in a hotel room, or here's a group of runners gathering. Or, when I moved to Hampton Roads, I was immediately on social media, like looking up local run clubs and things like that. But I do like that next step of how you're talking about, of like, you do, there is maybe, even if you're an extrovert, even if you love being around people, there is that next step of like, all right, but now you got to like commit to going and commit to like a consistency to find it. Because I think one of the things that gets highlighted is our timidness of kind of entering community can often be the barrier to finding community that we may want, right? We may allow that timidness to put us off. And I think the part of your story that really highlights to me is like, you didn't allow that timidness to take over. You didn't allow it to become part of your journey, but you're like, all right, no, we're going to go in, we're going to try this, and we're going to see what happens. So as you think about the next 5 years and what that community has meant to you beyond the friendships, what's the building, right? I don't think I announced it at the top with you, but this is called Run, Build, Grow. And so, we're running together, we're building together, we're growing together. You've talked about that running, you've talked about growing. But what's that building phase? What's the community that you're building, you know, as a participant, as sort of a community person at North End Run Club?
I'm trying to build a home, you know. Mm-hmm. It's since I've moved away for college, you know, almost 20 years ago, it's been hard to feel like I have a home somewhere, because all my family is in upstate New York, my parents, my sister, niece and nephew. And it's hard to feel like you have a home, someplace that is stable, someplace that you have that community again. And that's what I'm trying to do. That's what North End Run Club has really helped me do. It's the first time since I graduated college and grad school that I actually feel, you know, comfortable in the area that I live with, that I could actually put roots down, grow, you know, maybe start a family. That's really what I've been, was trying to find when I joined North End Run Club, was that sense of community, which would lead to a sense of a new home for me. And of course, home is always where your family is, you know, but I really wanted to make Virginia Beach work. And with a job that I love, the only aspect that was really missing was like, how do I make it feel, how do I find the stability down here and, you know, find where I'm not feeling so stagnant in between. And that's what the Run Club community has helped me do, is just put roots down, know that I want to stay here, because, you know, friends are going to move on. And, you know, Alyssa's moving to Northern Virginia probably next year, and she's really struggling with that. And, you know, we're still going to keep in touch, and she's looking for a run community up there to get that same sense of home, you know, to find mm-hmm. the people that she can lean on when she needs to, that she can, you know, go on training runs with. And that's what I think is really important about the run community here, is that it helps you find that sense of home, whatever that may be for you, wherever it may be, you know, home with your friends, home with your actual family. But that's what it was, has been able to help me do. That's what I wanted to build here, was a home. And that's where I'm at right now. I feel really grateful, to have found Run Club, to feel like I can put roots down here, to know that I'm going to stay, to know that that's not a question anymore for me. Am I going to move back to New York? No, I'm going to stay here, and I'm going to, you know, make Virginia Beach my home.
And so how do you see the role of, you know, it's not just a running community. What, for when you're thinking about North End Run Club, when you're thinking about Hampton Roads, Tidewater running in general, how does, you know, you've talked about friendship and you've talked about home. What does that mean for it to be more than just a running community to you?
I think it's a stepping off point for all of that. You know, the run community is just kind of the baseline of the community. And it's a stepping off point that it's, when I go to one of those, when I go to a run club, whether it be North End Run Club, whether I have the time or ability to go to another run club, it's knowing that that will always be there when everything else may have changed. When you're going mm-hmm. through something hard, when you're going through something difficult, like that's the constant in the community, is the run club. If you ever need that support, that help, that just need to let your mind go, you know, which a lot of people, that's why they like running, is because it's kind of allows them to escape their thoughts or whatever it may be. That's what the Hampton Roads run community allows you to do. Whether it's, you know, the joining a random run club, there's always going to be one there for you that can always be that support system. You know, and it's a group of like-minded individuals, which is sometimes really hard to find as an adult. People, it's really hard to find friends and like-minded individuals when you're an adult. And I think that just the basis of running can bring people together. And that's really what the local run community is. It's a fantastic run community that we had here at Hampton Roads. I haven't, you know, you travel, and I think about in New York when I go home, that I don't really think that there's a lot of other cities that have such a large run community, like-minded run community, motivating run community, like the Hampton Roads area does.
And so when you go on the road, You know, one of the things that I find interesting, especially about our little group at Run Sumo, where my run club is here out in the western part of the area, is when someone in the club travels for a race, right? When we go out of the Hampton Roads area. But I mean, why would we ever do that? Because it's super awesome here, right? but when we travel out, you know,
right.
it's almost like we take the community with us, right? And so when you're out in other places, what are you doing? Because me saying like, oh, I'm a member of Run Sumo, you should come out and join us, when I go up to Richmond and stuff like that, I mean, that's probably a little easier than going up to upstate New York and being like, hey, you should come join me at North End Run Club on a Tuesday. But what is it like, right, to take that sense of community to another community? Like, do you find yourself doing that of like, try when you go home to New York, or maybe when you go to like a race, like, you know, you say go and run, you know, a marathon in another city, whether it's like you go up and run the New York Marathon, or maybe you go and run Chicago, or you run something like, you know, the Richmond Marathon or something like that. You know, how are you taking that sense of community with you as you go to those different places?
Yeah, I think I am. I think, you know, North End Run Club, I gush about it all the time. I gush about JNA racing events because they're amazing. And I think that we're spoiled with the events here.
We're gonna get there in a second.
But even, you know, even running yesterday at Seashore, there was a woman that I was running with for a little bit, and she was asking me how I got into it. And I told her North End Run Club. I met my friends. Those friends pushed me and motivated me to do a 50K. And she's like, oh, I've really been, you know, wanting to find a group of people to run with. And I was like, well, you know, she's like, I live in Norfolk. And she's like, I know North End Run Club is Virginia Beach. And I was like, that's true. But have you ever thought about looking for like Norfolk Run Club or one of the run clubs that are closer to you? And she's like, I didn't realize there was one. And I was like, yeah, like just, you know, go on social media. I think they meet every Wednesday. So I do try to, even if it's not North End Run Club, I do, when I talk to people at other races or whatnot, while I will tell them about my own experience with my own run club, I encourage them to look in their community for their run club, you know, to find, again, the like-minded individual. When I was up in, Northern Virginia a couple of months ago for a, I think for homecoming, actually, I was actually trying to scope out run clubs for my friend who's going to be moving up there, and, you know, actually found a advertisement at one of the local breweries for, hey, come and join our run club. And, you know, I think if you, people who are looking for that sense of community, I think if they actually like look around, they would be able to find it wherever they are.
And sometimes it just starts with looking, right? And you know, for a lot of folks, it may seem scary, but it starts with, you know, a message or finding the group online. You know, I mean, again, like when I moved down here, I'm like messaging leaders left and right of like, hey, where do y'all meet? What day do y'all meet? Like, I mean, I visit a few run clubs. The problem is like, you and I have had this discussion, is like living where I live is like, I either have to drive to all the way to Virginia Beach, like having to drive to Murphy's on a regular occasion does not sound fun to me. If I have to go through a bridge or over a bridge or through a tunnel, it immediately impacts how often I can do something.
Yeah, I would agree.
but it's still great, because I think for a lot of folks, that sense of, you know, I mean, I've been to North End, I've been to Norfolk, I've been to Chesapeake, you know, I've been to just about every brewery run club that's been around here. And I think the thing that hit was, it's just like, man, I feel like we need this where we are out in the Western Branch area. And so I wonder how much of this, you know, we take it in ourselves, and that becomes a catalyst for building and starting these communities everywhere. And I mean, that's kind of like the backbone behind this podcast is, I think there's something to be said for running in community. We can argue all day long, you know, this or that about whether you like to run alone or run with a group. But I think that there's something to be said, even if you like to run alone, you know, that's cool. Run alone. Be careful about it, though. Make sure you have other safety protocols.
Yeah, of course.
But
I think there's also something to say. It's like, okay, cool. Run alone like 6 days a week. Like, but maybe like one day, have a day where you like go to a run club. So I think there's something cool about that sense of community. And there's something that's built from it, which for you, like the thing that gets built and for you and me both is this J&A thing that we're both doing now, which Jerry and Amy Frostick here down in Hampton Roads are, they have J&A Racing, which is this huge racing organization. They put on so many races every year here in Hampton Roads. And it's provided you and I an opportunity to kind of step up our run community game. And almost like Jerry tells us all the time, and Amy's echoed this a few times, is, you know, we're not just J&A ambassadors, we're running ambassadors. Mm-hmm. And we're ambassadors for running in community. And so what's it been like on that to see this growth, right? You know, you start out and you're here, you come to North End Run Club and you build this community in North End Run Club. And within North End Run Club. And then that community has fostered into sort of this other opportunity to continue to build and grow community through J&A. Because, I mean, there's so much work that we're doing through J&A just as ambassadors. And, I mean, you know, that's not to say how much work that a lot of the paid staff at J&A are doing, but just as ambassadors, you know, helping to put on these races, helping to keep, you know, energy levels high and doing all these different things. So what's it now been like for you to see this progression come about now, to be on this side of being almost like a personal hype woman for like Hampton Roads Racing by being a part of not just NERC, but being a part of J&A as well?
I feel really lucky. I feel like even before I was an ambassador, I was a hype woman for J&A events, because I can honestly say I've been to a lot of, you know, races now in different parts of mainly the East Coast that they just don't meet the level that J&A race events do. And when I moved here, the first race I ran when I moved here was Shamrock. It was my second half marathon, but first half marathon in this area. And I understood who put on the race until I joined North End Run Club. Like, I didn't realize that J&A Racing put on all these local events. And they're not really small events. They're really large scale events. And North End Run Club, once I joined them, kind of got, you know, kind of clicked what J&A Racing was, and the growth, and the fact that now I am representing J&A Racing as an ambassador is just, I feel really lucky to be able to do that, because, you know, I was already, like I said, that person that was like, you should do this event. You should come down for Shamrock. It's so awesome. Like, Norfolk Harbor Marathon, Half Marathon has a great course. So I can kind of do that in more of like an official capacity as an ambassador now. So, which has been really fun.
And it's like the party never stops, right? I mean, that's, and you and I were talking about it before we started recording, is it's just like, you know, J&A races, they always seem like parties. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like this two part party, right? But the after party, which is the party with, you know, the beer and everybody hanging out and the music and all that stuff. You know, I often wonder what it would be like having that party without the race. And for some normal people, the party without the race probably sounds better, right? They just, they want the concert. But for us six sadistic runners, mm-hmm. we cannot have the party without the race. I remember there used to be a race in Hampton Roads that you're probably familiar with. Rock and Roll, one of their like original half marathons, was actually in Virginia Beach. It doesn't happen here anymore. It's been mm-hmm. gone for a couple of years now. But I did Rock and Roll back in like 2007. It was my first half marathon. And it used to be you'd have Rock and Roll in the morning, and then there'd be this huge gap in the day, and then they'd have this huge concert at night. And I remember the year I did it, Three Doors Down was the headlining band. And that this huge gap, I ended up falling asleep during the Three Doors Down concert because I was so fatigued. Gosh. And I told my friend, I was like, if they had just done the concert right after the race, I would have been fine. I would have powered through. But it was too much time to just be sitting around waiting for the concert to start.
Yeah, you can't take a break or else you'll never go back out.
Nope. Rookie Well, but I was also like 17, so I also felt invincible. So
that explains it.
And it's like, and it also doesn't matter when in this in this sort of like party scenario where we like go from the run party to the after party, like it doesn't even matter. Like this idea of run clubs doesn't matter, right? Mm-hmm. I love to use run clubs as like this entry point into running communities. But we also have like races as entry points, or, you know, little events as entry points. But it's like the epitome of it's the broadest example of this community, because then we go to a race like Harbor, which is a local race here in Hampton Roads, put on by J&A. And I love the way that Jerry and Amy did it this last year, and the whole J&A crew, is they put all the run clubs up against the finishing line barrier. And so as the finishers are coming in, you just have the run clubs kind of cheering them on. And like every so often, like we'd go up and we'd get our beers, but like also like our tents were right there. And so like we're sitting there sipping our beers right by the finish line. And all of a sudden we see a big wave of people and we just start cheering them on, you know, while, and to me, that's like the example of running community that it is. And like, we had no idea who any of these people were. Like, let's mm-hmm. be real. 95% of the time I know who they are only because they decide to put their name on their bib. And probably about 60% of that time, the name they put on their bib is like some cool Instagram handle that they have, like the Run and Rev. And so you're actually just like, okay, cool. So it's how that community gets built. And it's one of the things that I look out here and I see it. And like another great example is the Run Club alley that we did at Shamrock this last year.
Yeah.
And you had like the run clubs who have, we'll say not, you know, traditionally they've been at different points in the course. Like I know NERC has their own point in the course where they go, and so does Run OV down here. But then you had this like, so you had like those places where you're always getting support from these folks and they're always big cheer zones. But then in this like dead area, you have these run clubs that are just like bringing the hype and bringing everything up. And so it's so cool to see how these local little run groups. And when I say little, yeah, NERC, it's an exception to the rule. But these little run groups, they then come together for these like bigger community things, because mm-hmm. they know that they're just a part of the puzzle, right? They're not the whole puzzle. And I think that a lot of the groups, they can kind of say, oh, look how big we are. But they're like, no, look at, like, we're just part of this bigger picture that's mm-hmm. being done. And I love how that's echoed in a lot of ways through your journey and your story, that each one of those puzzle pieces has kind of continued to connect for you, that mm-hmm. That the picture continues to get bigger and bigger. So before we hop off this conversation, I just have a few end of podcast questions that I like, that I'm, these are the ones I'm starting out with. So I can't promise listeners, again, I'm recording these, so questions might change a lot in these first few episodes. You might notice who gets recorded first and who gets recorded last from these episodes. So let's start out with these end of podcast questions. So Kim, what is your favorite race distance?
Ooh, my favorite race distance would have to be a half marathon, because I can push myself but not feel like total crap afterwards. I can still be functional afterwards.
This is why the half marathon is undisputably the best race ever, and consequently why it needs to be included in the Olympics. I will die on that hill. What is your favorite race that you have ever run?
Ooh.
And why was it not the 50K you ran yesterday?
50K was just a lot. I still think that my favorite race is got to be just the whole Shamrock weekend. Shamrock race weekend. I do the Dolphin Challenge, the 8K on Saturday, and the half marathon on Sunday. And it's just, it's a not the most intriguing course for the half marathon because it is just, you know, flat mm-hmm. out and back kind of. But the community that comes and supports, as well as the after party, is also my favorite. But I will say a close second is Richmond Marathon. I've ran that a couple of times now. And Bertram Marathon, just there are people cheering you on all over that course, you know, that live in the city, that come in to support their own runners. Like, it is just an amazing feeling at Richmond. And I've done that twice and it's been awesome.
Any particular Shamrock, like any particular year stand out, or just like all of them?
All of them. I mean, all of them. The 50th was fun, but pretty much all of them are great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So before I moved to Hampton Roads, I lived in the Richmond community. So I always say that the Richmond Marathon, which I've never run, I've run one marathon. I ran Shamrock Marathon in 2008. That's it. But Richmond Marathon, I always call it my home race. And I say I'll always go home for it if I'm healthy.
Yeah.
I missed it this year because I've had a really bad training cycle. But I always go home for it. And so I often will have folks like reach out and ask me like, oh, Andrew, what's the best part about the Richmond Marathon and all that stuff? And I remember a few years back, someone asked me and I said, you will never be alone on the course.
That's
one
so
of the
accurate.
Things that, yeah, well, one of, and so it, in like comparison, I said, you know, for someone who's coming from here, if you run Shamrock, whether it's the half or the full, the worst part about Shamrock for the half to me is running up Shore Drive. And Kim knows what I'm talking about.
Yep.
And for those of you who are listening, if you go and look at the Shamrock course on their website, and it's not a knock. I love J&A races. The Shore Drive is this, it's about a 2 mile section of course. And you're running down this road and there's just not a lot of like course support. Like there's one water stop on this in this stretch, but there's not a lot of room for like people to cheer. And it's an active road when it's not being used for the race, and very active road. And so it's just like this deserted stretch. Luckily it's near the beginning of the race. And so if you can just rally through this portion and get to the next portion in Fort Story and get to like some of the military police who are cheering and some of the military folks who are cheering through the base, like you're good to go. But when I tell you you are never alone at Richmond. There is literally every section of that course except for the bridge is lined with people.
Yep.
And I don't know, I really want to get some of the sports backers folks to come on. And that's kind of one of my plugs later, but to get them to come on and be like, how did you do it? And again, like nothing, it's any other, but it's so hard because they do. And like between that and the Monument 10K that they do in the spring, it's so hard to not just feel motivated, just running and having people at every inch of the course. And so, yeah, I've always loved that.
Yeah, it's a great course support.
What is your go-to pre-race meal?
Ooh, I used to really just a banana. Like the day of, a banana, the night before a long race, I'm usually getting some type of pasta, usually eggplant parm if I can find it. Any type of pasta, any excuse to eat all the carbs is what I'll do the night before a long race.
Second eggplant parm person so far. Very popular Parmesanine style. Not a big fan of it. I prefer my chicken parm. Thank you.
That's fair.
And then last question. What is your go-to running shoe? So you're just going out everyday run. What's your go-to shoe that you're slipping on?
Usually Brooks Ghosts.
Okay.
Those have worked. I tried to switch to Mizuno's like last year maybe, and I did not like them at all. So I might try Hoka's, or, you know, Nike's have gotten a lot of positive feedback, but I'm very much a Brooks Ghost type of person. And I will say something that my friends introduced me to for shoes, you know, if anyone is interested, is I think they're called Lock Laces. And they're awesome. And I always struggle keeping my laces tied. I don't know why, if I just don't do it right, never learn the correct way. But my friends gave me a pair of Lock Laces, and I wore them yesterday for Seashore. And it was so nice not to have to worry about if they were tied or not, not to have to worry about stepping over them, untying them. So, you know, and they'll fit any type of shoe, regardless of if you're a Brooks person or not. So,
yep. Well, Kim, it's been great talking to you. Great hearing your story. And what an awesome journey. I will put Kim's social media and ways to connect with her if you want to connect with her. Or I'll also drop some links to North End Run Club and a lot of their stuff, as well as J&A Race. And I'll drop all that in the podcast notes. But Kim, it's been wonderful having you. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you, Andrew. Thank you for inviting me to be a guest.
Definitely.
I hope you enjoyed this conversation. And remember, make every mile count.